Blog Talk Radio.
Might be too strung out on compliments, overdose on confidence, started not to give a fuck and stop fearing the consequence, drinking every night because we drink to my accomplishments, made it way too long, I'm floating in and out of consciousness, and they saying I'm back, I'd agree with that, I just take my time with all this shit, I still believe in that, I had someone tell me I fell off, ooh I needed that, and they wanna see me pick back up, well where'd I leave it at, I know I exaggerated things, now I got it like that, tuck my napkin in my shirt, cause I'm just smiling like that. You know good and well that you don't want a problem like that. You gon' make someone around me catch a body like that. No, don't do it. Please don't do it. Cause one of us goes in and we all go through it. And Drizzy got the money, so Drizzy gon' pay it. Those my brothers, I ain't even gotta say it. That's just something they know. They know, they know, they know. They know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, they know, yeah. That the real is on the rise. Fuck them other guys. I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, I be yelling out money over everything. Money on my mind. Then she wanna ask when it got so empty. Tell her I apologize, happened over time. She says they miss the whole Dre, girl, don't tempt me. If they don't get it, they'll be over you. That new shit that you got is overdue. You better do what you're supposed to do. I'm like, why I gotta be all that? But still I can't deny the fact that it's true. Listen to you expressing all them feelings. Soap opera rappers, all these niggas sound like all my children. And that's who you thinking is about to come and make a killing. I guess it really is just me, myself, and all my millions. You know that they ain't even got it like that. You gon' hype me up and make me catch a body like that. Cause I live for this, it isn't just a hobby like that. When they get my shit and play it, I ain't even gotta say it. They know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, they know, yeah. That the real is on the rise. Fuck the mother.
disguise. I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know. They know, they know.
Collaborations night. Chilling on this Friday with the poets of some China Blue. What's up, poets? It's been a minute.
What it do? What it do?
I feel good to be back up in the spot.
Right? Right? You get comfortable, relax. We ain't going nowhere. Nowhere.
Shout out to the chat room. Poets who just stepped in the room. Thank you for coming through. Those on the phone lines. Y'all ready to get busy. Y'all know what to do. Press one. It is collaboration.
Right. I like the punctual poets. Punctual poets. They was right on time. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And if you don't have a collab, we'll still open up the mic for you. But we do want to hear from poets that got collabs with other poets.
Indeed.
Can you believe a poet asked me what was collaboration? And I had to explain that to him. Like, wow.
So what did you say?
I said it's a piece that two poets are working on. They spit together, they write together. I'm like, wow, you never done that before? He was like, no.
That's how you explain
it.
I hope y'all know what a collaboration is, because I don't even really know of her definition. It was real chill,
I
real laid it back like that.
Explains itself, you know. But I guess not. You just never know. Okay. We do have someone that was bold enough to press one to get on that mic real early. I like that.
Collab night, poets featuring poets. A collaboration is when two or more poets get together and they say, this is what we're about to do, and then they spit it back to you as what it is. That's the collaboration. Boom.
Yeah. Yes, and you can always Google collaboration and get the meaning, you know. Let me stop.
Get you to Google. Google owe us some money. I'm talking about they owe us some money.
I know, right? Goodness, I
well,
was
you know
so
what? I get everything
more
I do on Google, so I might owe them some money. Scratch that, Google. Never mind. Never mind.
You're too funny. Okay, you ready?
Who, me? Who, I?
Oh, yes, you. You know, I've heard through the grapevine, you know, they've been requesting the chief to get on the mic, so, yeah, I'm going to push forward on that.
Oh, right. You know, I forgot all about that. It would take a box to remind you about what you got to do.
Yeah, she and let it be known, China has plenty of collabs. So,
don't let it
yeah.
be known. Why it got to be known? Why? What is this about?
They
really?
Need to know that. The people need to
they know
that.
Know. Let's keep it moving. Didn't you say you was opening up the mic? Ta-da.
I did. I am. 347, my bad. What's up? You on the air with the poets from China Blue. 347.
Oh. Yes, hello, hello. How you guys doing?
We good. How are you?
I'm good. This is Willie Washington, Words of William. I want to try that collabo thing, but I want to know if you have South Florida on the line. Thornbury?
Okay. South Florida?
Yeah. That
would
be that 813 number.
Oh, 813, nope.
All right. And you don't have no Southwest Florida. Nope, 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 Mm-hmm. She stood me up. See, she stood me up.
Oh.
Can I give you a regular a piece?
You can give us a piece if you would like. And when that person gets here, we'll let you know.
All right. I'll try to hold that page. I mean, you know, I'm old. I got to make sure I hold the page and
do all that, you know, all that hard work.
Yeah. Okay, let me give you this
piece. I heard that.
All right. This is called the poem. In the echoes of my mind, part two, I hear a voice telling me to make love to you. That voice is telling me to kiss you. That voice is telling me to introduce my tongue to your every tooth, gland, lip, tonsil, and tongue. To kiss your neck, your collarbone, then the middle of your chest, lubricate, suck on, and nibble on your breast. Down to your navel I lick as I feel an intense hardening of my D-I-ick. See, I'm trying not to curse y'all. As we become immersed in the lover's interlude, now I'm tasting and licking on your clit as I massage your vagina with a finger, then two, and eventually with my fist, causing your vagina to grip and grip, spasm and split, your legs jut wide as you orgasm from deep down inside. Is that the echoes of my mind, or is it you calling my name? Oh, yes, I enter your ocean, girl. You're so wet, I don't need no lotion. Our bodies are poetry in motion. I'm dipping my pen in your ink, deeper and deeper until I sink, coloring your kitty white from pink. Harder, faster, I sink. I sink deeper and deeper into your pink as we come. In a lover's interlude. And that's that piece.
Okay, brother, I can dig that.
Thank you, sir.
It's 5 o'clock early on the original porch. You have to dock. You ain't even got to wait.
We come wet. That's it. We don't come dry. We come wet.
We come wet. Okay.
That's right.
I like
All right. Now I'll sit back, or if you need another one, you let me know. You know, I don't play.
Indeed. But before you get off the line, tell the people how they can find you, love.
Okay. Yes, I'm William Washington. You can find me on Facebook, but you can also find me every Monday night at 8 o'clock. I host the show called The Village Speaks, and that's a progressive talk show. And the phone number is 818-572-2903. That's Monday at 8, The Village Speaks.
Can you please post that on my wall? Because I was trying to find you before, and I couldn't when I heard you on Breathing Through Paper. So.
Thank you. Well, my computer's down, but when Songbird gets on, she should be on. She'll post everything for you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I love the opportunity.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
Hey, shout out to Trey. You know, I'm building over there from the National Poetry Awards. He said he told me he was coming, and you are a man of your word. I appreciate that. Shout out to Troy. Hey, boo. Oh, man. Troy in the building. Shout out. Big time. All right, call us 347-826-9842. The original poetry after dark is over my collaboration. So, you know, get your pens and pads together, call up your poets, and get on the mic. We'll be right back.
few things. You know, I drop the top and hop that thing. Sometimes stop my box to pop my thing. Sure know how to make a man say, oh. And how in the world can a man say no? When you grind it up on the wall, wind it up like a doll. And you know, I Bacardi, lime it up till you fall. Line it up till you fall. And had a mother chick, someone bomb it up when they can't find it up in the mall. Like most men, I love to catch up with a model. But I ain't used to moving slow like ketchup in a bottle. The best things come to those who wait for it. But I'ma be straightforward before it's too late for it. I want you to dip it low, pick it up slow. Roll it all around, poke it out and make me say, oh.
It's collab night, people. We have too many poets sitting up in the chat room. They doing nothing, so you need to dial that number and get on the mic. We're trying to hear from you.
She interests me, y'all, with the choices of music that she picked. I can imagine her popping it. Did y'all see that picture of her with them white jeans on? We're mad right
now. Stop it. You better stop
it. Can y'all imagine her popping that thing? Yo, boss, pop that thing.
You ain't right. You need to stop. Okay, so yeah, I'm calling you out, Chief. I'm trying to fit a collab with you. We got plenty. Choose one. We ain't got to do it right now, but I would like
what?
To do it.
Why don't you talk to me prior to the show about these things? Why you always got to be like, surprise? Why? We talk all the time.
That is that way.
We talked for like 30 minutes. Never once did you say this. And then we get on the show and you'd be like, yeah, so this is what we do.
Yeah.
Why can't we never be prepared?
Preparation is key. Hey, I'm spontaneous, boo. Sorry.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go back to the line. Bringing that 646. You on the air with the poetess in China Blue. What's up?
Hello, good evening. Well, good morning almost.
Good evening. What's up?
This is Joseph King. And I suppose it's a lot of
thanks for calling in.
China?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Supposed to be a collab.
What? When?
I ain't in that one.
You're right? All of these surprises. What? When? When did I agree to this? What happened?
All right, I'll pull back. I'll just be a listener.
Okay. Oh, see, you got called out. We'll have your stuff.
I don't even know what that is about. We're going to have to sidebar me.
Well, much love to you, Joseph. Thank you for calling in. It's been a minute. 786, you're on air with the poetess in China Blue. What's up?
What's good? How you ladies doing? What's really popping?
What's popping with you?
Huh?
What's popping with you?
I'm cooling, man. You know how I go.
All right, who you collabing with tonight?
Me.
Yeah. Me.
I ain't even get a chance to say shit, huh?
Let me talk.
Anyway, I'm done. All right, so we got this piece called Life's a Bitch. So we just going to get it in. That's cool?
That's cool.
All right. You ready, Black Diamond?
Yes, sir.
Life's a bitch and I've been married to her for 30 years. I've enjoyed the laughs, endured the tears, the ups and downs, the moments of courage and times of fear.
They say life is a bitch and I'm close to taking her back legs and kicking her ass in the ditch, but she took my sight and made me blind to the bullshit, so I'm using Braille now to read these cowards.
I still remember the first time she cheated on me. 9/11/81, she kissed me for the first time and I began to cry. I cried because she became infidel with this dude named Death. And Death had a thing for bad bitches, so he tried to take my bad bitch from me. My infant eyes at the time couldn't comprehend what was the reason. Laying on the operating table, arms full of cords and cables, barely breathing, Death whispered to me, I love your bitch. He cracked a wicked smile and began to fuck her again. I felt the incision on the right side of my belly, and I could hear life start to scream. She's about to come, and I could see life's almost done, but how my life has just begun. Straight from the womb to operating room one, praying hands and tubes in my lungs. I could hear my mother pleading, please don't take my first son. Life's the bitch that cheated on me our first night together. And since then, and forever since, she's been rocking the A Scarlet Letter.
Electric volts to my brain, life has that power. Getting dirty looks from enemies, so I clean myself with life's own showers. Attached to my mother's womb until my head started crowning, bloody and unaware of my brand new surroundings. I slid through the vaginal cavity into life's mean grip. Now after 26 years, I'm still experiencing this shit. I've been taught more lessons than my appetite could consume. Schooled on mad shit, but never stepped into a classroom. Watched my innocence be snatched right from under me. But I couldn't turn the channel. This was actuality TV. I hid bruises and black eyes. Too many nights I felt the struggle to survive. Yeah, that bitch life held me by my neck because she knew my next words and could snatch my last breath.
10 years later, life's still a bitch. She just switched her position. Now she's mom. That same bitch who prayed and pleaded with God to keep me breathing. Now she's abusing and beating me for no reason. Slaps and punches till I start bleeding. Tears coming down, call it bleeding. Tubs full of water just to hold me under. Plastic wrap my face, no air, call it smother. Life's a bitch when the bitch is your mother.
My head's spinning. Nah, this can't be life. See, too many times I felt the sting of the tip of the knife trying to remove my body from the cold grips of life, trying to figure out my hand. I got three queens that I didn't plan and a king who I figured out was a joker. Man, this chick life is more unpredictable than poker. Too many times in my past I tried to fold because truthfully, my heart had turned cold. Can I kill life? I take that rap. Eat them 25 years right out my lap. Execution style right to the back of the head with memory matter splashed all over my face as life laid there dead. Chalk lines around the bullshit and drama. Evidence numbers next to all the baby mamas and handcuffs around my hurt while again life laid there dead in that dirt. I'm trying to rewind these times. Play when control was mine, but ain't no script to this. No dress rehearsals and shit. So I lean back and puff on this day's pipe and say, fuck it. This is just life.
Fast forward 10 more years, life's a bitch, I call baby mother. She handcuffed me and still had a few new lovers, and she still doesn't know that I know, so she can't figure out why I don't trust her, but me and her are done now, so I say fuck her. 21 years old, me and this bitch named Justice, she played a dirty game and locked me behind bars and cages. I was railroaded by her promises to seek truth. She made my closest homeboy switch sides. Instead of silence, he opened his mouth and lied, pointed the finger and said I was the mastermind. Life's a bitch with a DC number. 5 kids, 2 baby mothers, no job, gotta feed my seeds. So my options are limited. Sell dope and rob or be a deadbeat and broke. Hell nah. X that last line and let me bend life over and start fucking this bitch the way she been fucking me. Life's a bitch, just make sure that she's thick. And that's that piece.
And that's the piece.
Damn. Like, it's like that, though. It's really like that. Oh, man. Whoa. Okay. Tell the people who y'all are. How they can find you. Please do.
Ladies first.
Okay. Well, I'm Cyan Monique on Facebook. Yeah, you can find me there. Thank you. There you go.
And I'm Mr. Cool. Era. You can find me on Facebook under Era Stanley, E-R-A Stanley. Reverb Nation, Mr. Era, Righteous. Yeah, that's what it is.
Appreciate y'all. That was some hot ass shit. Yeah. Love it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate you. Falling back, man.
All right. And I love how they did that three-way action right there. That was hot. All right, people. 347-826-9842 is the number to dial. If you don't have a collaboration, you can still get on the mic. And I did not get you in cue, Poetic Seduction. So, yeah. Do that if you're trying to get on the mic. And, Chief, you know what? I'm going all the way upstairs. I'm getting the laptop, and I'm going to pull it. I don't know why you trusting me. I'm going to find it. Don't worry about it.
Look. Don't do me like that on the air. We clearly have a small little section in the chat room where we can talk. There's no need.
Okay. We'll be right back, y'all.
Be funny, but I'm really serious this time, baby. even though it's a cold world, baby. But you know deep down inside that I do love you. I know I sound strange, but I really mean it. We're gonna make it this time, baby.
The original Poetry After Dark, this is Goliath Knight. Trying to set this off proper like. The Poetry Santana Blue, glad that y'all all tuned in. Miss Shaw, those on the line, good looking, thank you, thank you. I'm going right to the phone lines. We're bringing in Miss Poetic Seduction. What's up, love?
What's up, Dad? What's up, China?
What up, Seduction, boo?
How y'all doing? Y'all need drinks? What y'all need?
You know,
I had
my drink and Ellen
Boosie
was saying
it. Yo, I heard a line to that song just now that I never heard before with him talking about putting something in her eye. What? Was I the only one that heard that?
I heard it.
All right, I want to make sure it wasn't Mr. Rock talking because I know I heard putting it in the eye, and I'm like, whoa.
That's the things that y'all not into around here. It is the things that y'all not into on original poetry. Y'all got subtitles and everything. Put it in the eye, put it in your shoulder, whatever.
All right. I got Abe is who I'm spitting with tonight.
Abe, okay. China, can you call it Abe?
Is this an exclusive?
Yes, it is.
You know, I love exclusives. You have to let us know.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is an exclusive. This is specifically for Poetry After Dark. When it was created and during the creation process, it was for you.
Ow. You're like, the way that sounds. Love it. Okay, so I'm thinking that he called in from, he didn't call it from Skype. 347, is you right?
Yeah, 347-403, that's me.
Good job. All right.
Hey, Abe.
Hey, B.
Ah, I'm ready.
It's going to be hot.
All right, let me start it off.
Oh, the title is Lovers and Friends, Rhythm of Temptation.
All right. Can I still hear me all right?
Yeah.
All right. Luck had been a false hope ideal of a notion with love estranged to me before I met you. Lost in a hurricane storm of promising relationships that kept me at arm's length. Somehow, I felt half of a hole when scars from holes in my heart stung when accidentally picking at them. The breeze of your attraction breath blew across my aura from afar for a while now. Distant potential lover lasers beamed from your eyes while friendship caution tape still wrapped itself in the past of me.
Easily, the path of destruction lay behind me with the illumination of charred hearts and flames. Countless was the number of lies, the ways in which I felt pain, the clown-ass games. So I retreated to poetry and impregnated her with the lyrics that depicted the confident, happy, beautiful me. Only to be heard, felt, and adored by a poetic soul capable of creating amazing imagery. With infectious inflection through words that spoke from the page, my desire to absorb his knowledge grew increasingly. I felt that he was speaking to me, but then he actually spoke to me.
I, without a clue, this pulsated magnetism of moistness flowing within the place my tongue would eventually thrive to be the sponge between your legs. soaking up this storm of those God-given fountain of youth juices. Being the attentive person that I am, didn't see any of this coming. Just companion and fellow addict of poetic paraphernalia, pulsation from your mind to your pussy, then to your pen, into the page, finally exiting the puss you call lips above the navel.
Unbeknownst to me, my ears began to search for his voice, my lips for his taste, my hands for his face, eager to stretch the confines of his mind to include me. Because I knew he fell victim to the imprisonment of the brokenhearted, but I wanted to make him mine, a soldier for him, his heart I'd guarded, but friendship became more practical and safe, so I played my position carefully at a slower pace.
Because we were just friends. Lovers. In and of words changed us at some point. Because the beat building within this rhythm of temptation overcoming us caused you to be overcoming about the thought of us on lonely, rainy nights. Scorpio curiosity slowly slipped to the surface, swelling my melon beneath the surface of my waist. What daydreaming while working, wondering if I could taste the creamy thoughts you started leaking. Or the possibility of becoming lovers and friends. Feeling on a usher tip, ready to sing it to you over the phone, what was itching for, like, tell me again. Can we be lovers and friends?
Lovers, in and out of poetry, it changed us at some point. Our pen styles became harmonized and genuine affection materialized. Explicitly, I'd fantasize of our lips licking lyrics from between the lips of my thighs. Because when you greeted her, she spoke wet words to you and welcomed you inside, exposing your heart freely and refusing to hide.
If making it my business to continue getting past those shortcomings of girlfriends past for you, I'll do it. If swallowing any rising egotistical, testicle guided pride and throwing caution to the wind gives you reassurance, I can ride with you as far as faith will take us. I'll do it. If I'm the reason the spot behind you in bed always feels warm, and the comfort of these big hands and slender arms wrapped around you at night till those sunshine eyes rise open, even when I'm not present, I'll be that.
If you need me to be that rock, that granite, that Teflon, that shield, encouraging you to build your kingdom with walls built on hopes and painted with dreams, you have that in me. If you need me to help you, especially when you don't ask, that selfless problem solver, you have that in me. If you need me to wound, if you need my wound to heal your wounds from this crazy world, lay down with me. You have that in me.
And what's bone-shakingly, soul-stirring to me is with the new chapter in this book of life, we stay on the same mental page wavelength, and I love it. As if something is saying we're on the right path together, maybe this time we'll make a sonnet or love poem by Shakespeare, ashamed it was even conceived, when a Classen Avenue street corner in Brooklyn sings the sound of solid face caresses putting longing of the sweet essence of you at ease, though partly pleased at the least.
And that's our piece.
Wow, okay. Y'all don't do it together. Really nice.
You can't pass
off properly, like, and that's our piece.
Wow.
I love you, Chloe. Let them know where they can find you both at.
Well, y'all know y'all can find me, Facebook, Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A. Last name is Trawick, T-R-A-W-I-C-K.
Me, I'm, like I've said many times before, I'm pretty much all over the place. Facebook, D-T-R-U-T-H, Speaks, same thing for my Reverb Nation. I'm on Twitter, YouTube, AbesTube, and anywhere else. Just Google Honest Abe Poet, you'll find me somewhere. Shit.
That's what it do. Appreciate y'all calling in and giving that exclusive. Love it. All right. Poetic Seduction, Honest Abe in the building. Okay, okay. Who's next? 912. You're on the air with the Poetry from China Blue. What is it?
Hello, hello.
Hello.
How y'all doing?
Lovely.
Yeah. All right. I need y'all to pull in 601 for me.
I'm excited.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
I know it.
Oh, shit. Let me get myself together. Hold on.
I got to be something with that cursing.
601, you on the air, babe?
What's good, ladies? It's Jody.
Hey, Jody.
Man, y'all don't know what's about to go down right here. Oh, man.
Hey, Jody, we ain't even got a title, do we?
Nope, not really.
No, I don't think it's necessary, though. You ready?
Go, go, go. I'm excited. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I It would seem my soul for your attention. Needing your voice and your touch to slide down my mental. I took being disrespected, feeling less than, pushed to the corner like some sideline hoe, but sideline hoes don't hold shit down at home. And no, I'm not perfect and I don't claim to be, but I will say that I'm flawed perfectly. So I don't deserve sideways glasses from the seas of your momentary gratification. Yet I've sold my soul for your attention, just for a simple smile or your kiss.
Second and soulless, scorned and heartless, and abandoned chest feels cold and empty, but I didn't start this. I'm just the repercussion of an unwanted discussion. Bottom bitch waiting on her turn to be churned and earn the right to decent treatment, but I wasn't a star. I was a cloud aligned with the wrong season. Never had a reason to really look at me anyway, did you? I cut my vein in hopes you would see me in a primary color, but you were colorblind and it wasn't my time to be seen in your life. An imperfect picture, delusions of being your wife, and now what's left? Empty flesh drooping, dangling by the confines of skin, because I'm empty where it matters within your heart, and I don't want this anymore.
Don't want this anymore. Can't take this anymore. Done with being your chained, willing whore. I've grown tired of the lustful confusion. Sick of the soulless illusion of you and I ever being more than a shadow. Shadows of what could be, what should be, what can't be, because you're too blind by bullshit to really see me. So I'm going in the wind, never going loveless again. And you can kiss my ass because I ain't playing second to no man or woman for that matter. Keep that shit for yourself and your heartless gray matter. I don't want you, don't need you. Can care less about your affection. And by the way, fuck your attention.
Fuck the intentions of purposely not mentioning me along the spills of shit you gave a damn about. All the screaming and shouting, I'm done with it. Not gonna go first trying to force you to lay your head where it fits. I wasted tears over you. Blue ink wasted even blood for you. Carved out my heart to shade thoughts for you. Who the fuck are you? Cause I don't know what I ever saw in you. That black ice in your chest must have made me slip and slide right into you. Lost pieces of me that I can't get loose, but I don't want them back. I don't want to remember the sorry piece of shit I would have gave anything to. You've been taking from me for so long. My love, my heart, my affection, my soul, my life here. You can take this too. This fucking bullet. See your name, boo? Branded and shot the shoes and uncocked the asshole that grew out of you. After all, I'm that whore that made you, and I see I can't contain you anymore. So here, take it, and fuck you to hell.
fuck you and your mother too. Yeah, I said it. You can't ask why, motherfucker, you did it. Put me in this mind frame. Now I'm ready to stain your mind and your chest. So done with acting like the rest. So done with being your open chest with heart exposed. I'm shutting that shit down and closing the door. Taking my heart back and shutting the cracks. Ain't no space in here for you. I'm hard and too cold. Done with being your bitch slash hoe. Taking back my love. Taking back my affection. Taking back my heart. Taking back my life. So die screaming, kick rocks and flay the back. Click, clack. Boom, I stay cocked, but I guess you missed the memo, must have forgot, and it's time for me to remind you, show you, broke you, stole you, blow you, and throw you.
So here, take this.
Here, take that.
Word.
That's what makes it so bad.
If you ask me, like, it was right before the show, I'm going to snap it.
Really? You already know.
Whoa,
you know what?
Damn.
I
want to
write like that. I want to be like y'all when I grow up. Let me be a poet like that when I grow up.
Indeed. And that right there, that's a writer for you. You can just pop that shit off in a minute, y'all. Already sitting
together,
like
that collaboration. Y'all want to know the definition? That right there. That's it. They just said this is what we're about to do, and then they gave it back to y'all. That's what's up exclusively on the original podcast.
Yeah, right.
Ladies,
love it. All right, ladies. Y'all know y'all got to tell people how they can find y'all.
I'm fading the black. Dap know how I do. I'm out. I love you guys. I appreciate it. Dap know how I do. Jody out.
I knew she was going to do it. I knew it. Okay. Well,
you know, if y'all on Facebook, just hit me up at Melanie Yayo Carter. I'm Melanie Yayo the Poet Carter. If you go to the website, know it'll take you everywhere else. And that's www.atasteofrawsugar.com. And witness all the madness and all the love. And that's what it is.
Indeed. Much love, sir. That's what I'm talking about.
Shout out
how
to the chat room and the live. If y'all are not in the chat room, you are missing out on a whole other part of the show.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. 347-826-9842 is the number to dial. Get on the mic. You don't have a collab. But anyway, spread that love. Y'all know what's up. All right, Miss Chief, get at me in the chat room. Gonna change some stuff up on me.
Who, me?
Just Blaze.
Okay.
Yes. Killer. All the girls see the. Look at his kick. Look at his car. All I say is. Look, mommy, I'm no good, I'm so hood. Clap at your soldier, sober. That leaves after it's over. Killer, I'm not your companion or your man standing. You hit me when you wanna get rammed in. I be scrambling with lots of mobsters. Shot for lobsters, cops and robbers. Listen, every block is block. But she liked the way I diddy bop. You peep that,
oh, you
make more Maury kicks. Plus Chanel ski hat. She want the, so I give her the. Now she's screaming out, killer. Yeah, she's playing with herself, can't dig it out. Lift her up, mine's just a fuck, yo. Get it out, pick one up. They want the boy, Montana, with guns, with bandanas. Listen to my homeboy, Santana.
Y'all niggas can't fuck with us. I'm telling ya, put a shell in ya. Now he's bleeding. Get him, call it. He wheezing, he need it. He's screaming. Damn, shut up. He's snitching. This nigga's bitching. He's twisted. If Fed was listening,
damn,
I'm in trouble, need bail money, shit. Where the fuck is my? I got trust with my, that's why I fuck with my. That's my nigga, he gon' come get us. He got love for us, that's my.
When he got caught with the, we went to court for the. Just me and my, and we saying,
Be on the block with my, with the rocker. When the cops come, squalor. Yeah, this is for the sports car. Benitas, Jimmy's, PJ's, old school, 18th at the sports bar. 8 or 9 on the, holla at your boy. Killer, holla. Listen, it's the DIP plus the ROC. You'll be DOA, your mom will say. Shit, ain't no stopping them guns, we got a lot of them. Matter of fact, guru, start popping them. Can't slap up his, clap up his, wrap up his, get them jets. Diplomats are them for the girls in the say, yeah, yeah.
Now when they see Cam in it, they say damn. Santana's that, that squeeze hammers. Cannons and bandanas, glamours, we don't brandish. Blame at your man's canvas, it's ran with your man's landed, and I'm back with my.
Until that man is vanished, I'm way in the Grand Canyon. These kids are grandstanding. Niggas demand ransom over them grand scrambling. Well, fuck it, Van Damme him, camera, blam, blam him. Call up his, I'm down South Tanning. Mommy, I got the remedy. Tommy's up at the enemy. Homies and body, but now my body is feeling panicky. Killer and copper, we chillin' Morocco. For real, we got no chichillas, though we're filled with them hollows, huh? It's the, I said it's the, I'm the.
After Dark, the poets of Quintana Blue on collab night. Again, poets, I'm not trying to just, you know, get the people that don't have collabs and don't get a chance to be on the mic. You know, we're not that mean. So if you don't have a collab, feel free to call in 347-826-9842. And if you do have a collab, go ahead and call in. We're trying to hear from you. Okay.
Indeed. Also, you can do what I'm doing, which is if you have a collab, but that person isn't here to do the piece, if you want to just read the piece by yourself, you can do that because I'm going to do that.
Okay, well, I'm turning the mic to you. We'll do what you do.
I didn't know it was going to be right on me when I said that. Okay, so this is a piece that I did with a former member of my group Pens, Prolific Energy Never Stopping. You can check us out on Facebook and read the piece. It's entitled exclusively, as I listen to the symphony of your heartstrings performing for me, you whisper to me so delicately how you see yourself with no other woman but me, you completely love only me, you know, exclusively. In between riffs and snares is the booming bass of your heart that makes me go there to the beginning of happily ever after ending, providing me with the secret mission to capture and keep the parts of your heart you let no one else near, because you were in constant fear of being hurt again until we crossed paths and I let you in, reassuring you that I'll have you to the end. And then I'll have you again. Everything you do gives me momentum to lay out my mental and physical and yell out, come get them. You, like a carnivore, take every bit and more, you know, the virgin and the whore. I open up to you like I was a dying breed and you were all I need to survive and strive to do more with my existence, all because you call me your sweetness. Your deepness makes women peek in, but you've never been. Instead, you bring your love back to me, you know, exclusively. Everything you are belongs to me, makes me better, makes me in love with me. In love and loving me with you is more captivating than any dream or fantasy. You say things like, you are simplistically beautiful to me, naturally exquisite, a priceless sight to see, gorgeous in your own right and appealing to me. You are now my reality, and our future is all I need. Through my rose-colored glasses, you make me see, forgetting all of who I used to be, unlovable, closed-minded, and blind to the fact that my heart could love and wouldn't be constantly under attack. Instead, you introduced me to a force called love. You had to be specifically engineered and designed for me, sent for me from above. I promise you this. I will take my time day by day, staying on my grind, spending months into years and years into decades of love with no fears. Thank you for allowing me to just be me and to love you exclusively. Knowing in my heart that you are for me, you and I have turned into we, so I can now rest easy because you make me undeniably happy by not denying me happy. Ever after, midnight filled with laughter, playful, seductive foreplay, as we lay, you say, I want to walk within the walls of your pleasure and fill it to heights that you can't measure until they collapse and you're left feeling better than ever. How clever of the sin of you to intrude on my memory so every time I reminisce your essence, I breathe into me. How easily it was for you to fall for me and me for you, indulging ourselves in what many find hard to do. Living life, and whether it rains sunshine or stripes, I'm secure in your protection. I will blindly follow your direction, knowing that if you call me your blessing, then you must be guided by God in his perception. You see the best in me. Told me that when I was born, the angels wept for me, stood up and walked steps in front of me, called me to shine before you so brilliantly that you can see me from afar. Told me that I was your North Star. Astrologically aligned, biblically assigned, made for you especially to love exclusively. Thank you.
Oh, she's got that sexy voice going on. Hey. And you said you didn't have it, baby girl. You got it all day.
You're so silly. Thank you.
That's what's up. Okay, Poets, 347-826-9842. We got an hour left in the show. Do not wait to the last minute to call in. Know how y'all get. And, you know, we are not going into our cast tonight. Watch how I'm going to eat my words on that one.
Yeah, she says that all the time. And we be four more hours into the show. So no one's going to hear that.
45 minutes all in the archives. Okay. We be right back, y'all.
Thank you, chat room.
Look at the clock. It's time for Poetry After Dark with Deep Poetess and China Blue. And you too. Time to unwind your mind and let Poetry After Dark set off that spark in your muse. The Poetess and China spread nothing but poetic fire all throughout the matrix to get you caught up in the poetic vortex. It ain't hard to get to, you know the digits to call. Whether you want a street, hardcore, erotic, or even conscious, they got it all. You ain't gotta sit in the dark on poetry night. All poets get their time to shine on open mic. Tuesday and Friday night, you know what to do. Tell the Poetess and China Blue that Diamond J sent you.
Everything I am, she's my improvement. give me reason to not stop. And though I'm hot, together we burn it up.
The taped up cut, the cleaned up ice, the shorty come around, I clean up nice. Dynamic duo, Batman Robin, whoever don't like it is that man's problem. And when I feel like I'm tired, mommy be taking me higher. I'm on fire, but shorty, we burn it up.
We in a movement for myself, but I'm a force when we're together. Mommy, I'm good all for myself, but baby, you make me better.
Find a woman like a soldier, holding her down. Treats me like a dog, watches for the hit. Checks where I go, even watches who I'm with. The right when I'm wrong, so I never slip. Show me how to move, that's why I never trip. And baby girl, you so major, they the front page. God bless your parents who made ya. Middle finger, anybody who hates the way we burn it up.
I'm a movement for myself, but I'm a force when we're together. Mommy, I'm good all for myself, but baby, you make me better.
You know, make it better. Top notch Tim, nice look Neo, living good, no soul. They ask you how you doing now, something better than them. Ha ha ha.
After dark, this is collab night. You know, I love when he hit the end part. And if they ask you how we doing, tell me we doing better than them. Word. Oh my goodness. Going back to the phone line, I have 347. You're on the air with the Poets of Quintana Blue. What's up?
Yeah, hello. Hi, this is me, Willie Washington, again.
Hey, welcome back.
Yeah, listen, no, I can't find my collab partner, so I'm going to read that collab since you said we can do that. Is that all right?
That's all right.
Okay. All right, this collab is called Dark of Night, Light of Day. I am dark as the night, black, void of the light of day and shade, black, dark as the night. I'm so dark she wouldn't go with me to the prom, so black you can't see her name tatted on my arm. So dark when I enter the room, off goes the smoke alarm. And like I told you before, I didn't get that Marlon gig in 1985. No, they gave it to the light-skinned mulatto dude, black with blue eyes. They explained the shade was just white. I mean, just right. They said I could use a little less sunlight. Maybe I should stop going out in the daylight. Now, you know that shit ain't right. I am dark as the night. So black, I'm Jesus black. I'm Martin Luther King black. I'm Malcolm X black. I'm Barack Obama black. I'm Louis Satchmore Armstrong black. I'm Whoopi Goldberg black. I'm Oprah Winfrey black. Black is Joe Frazier black, and you can't get no blacker than that. I was enslaved because I'm black. Talked about, victimized, scandalized because I'm black. My dark skin laughed at, scorned, and discarded like a burnt piece of toast. See, I was the photo child for the Amos and Andy roast. And still I rise, no longer victimized, no longer fantasizing about how would it be if I was white. Like the phoenix I saw through the night, poised for greatness like Michael Jordan about to take flight. My black skin is so beautiful and so right. For my skin is dark as the night with the moon shining bright. I am dark as the night. Black woman, I love your skin so light of day. I wouldn't change your color in any way. You are my ebony queen no matter what they ever say. The dark of night and light of day. Thank you, guys.
Now that I like. That's
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
I like that.
I really wish the Songbird was here to do her part. You know, it's a riveting piece when she has that voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear it. You know what? Come back anytime, you and Songbird. And
I know what.
Do that
if she calls after 12 and she gets on, we're going to do it again.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, Jesus Christ. The word. All right. Next up, 502. You want to air with the poetry from China Boone? 502. All right. You want to come back? 513.
Love.
Hello.
513, you're on the air with the party from China Blue.
What's going on, sisters?
What's
hey,
up,
love?
Queen? What to do?
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're good.
Well, as always, giving shouts out to my two sisters, and I'm going to just get this piece for y'all. I don't have a collab.
It's all right. I'm glad she said, that's cool. I knew you was coming when you said cool.
Yeah, I was coming. I just don't have a collab. I'm going to find somebody. I can do a sister collab with one of y'all one day, too, so that'll work.
That'll work. Indeed.
But this is called Abyss of Discovery. Like a baby latching on their mother's breast trying to feed, torn from my breast was my identity, lost in the pursuit of materialistic needs. I could never get enough to fulfill my greed. So I was trapped in the abyss of discovery. I was trying to discover who I was supposed to be. For you see, I was created in the image of fantasy. I was modeled from today's technology. I walked in the shadows of slavery. And although you couldn't see the shackles, my cravings were the chains that bonded me. I was auctioned off to the highest bidder. You see, my mind was a concubine, and society was my pimp, accepting anyone and everyone in between my legs. So easily I tasted, swallowed, digested fruit from the forbidden tree, for my desires, well, they didn't belong to me. But I desired to be of them in hopes that I could proclaim to the world who it is I am. For I didn't know any more than the image of people who didn't look like me. For genocide was taught to me even before I could speak. Education of hatred within myself. Despise your hips, your lips, and your thighs. And let's not forget the color of your skin and everything else that God would naturally give. Alternating my exterior being made to feel inferior because I didn't look like an image in a magazine. No, I was not picture perfect for the world to see. So being free, or so for not being free, I remained in the abyss of discovery. That's that piece.
That's what I'm talking about right there. Tell people how they can find you, Queen.
Floetic Flow on Facebook or Florence Floetic Malone on Twitter, Floetic Flow 100. Just wherever, just look me up. I don't care. Reverb Nation.
She everywhere. You need to be in your email because I'm in there looking for you.
I know, Tony. You know I was gone for 2-3 days. I went to Cleveland yesterday. That's a 4-hour drive. I came back tonight. You know I don't do good at night and stuff. You know I'll be sleepy.
Right. Oh, you know what? We talked about this. Never mind. Blame it on the narcotics.
I'm right there with you.
No comment. I'll get with you on that flow, on that collab. I'm definitely interested.
Yay.
Indeed. Good job. Love
it. Thank you. Thanks for having me, ladies.
Anytime. Oh, it's always a blessing here for Floetic.
Indeed. Oh.
Next up, 832. You're on the air with the politics in China Blue.
Hey, what's going on, it's Keisha.
Hey, Keith, you should let Poet and say, ooh, yeah, again. Didn't that sound good? Say it again. Ooh.
Yeah, I heard that. I need you to pull in.
Buzz, baby. I know you got a collab, Keith.
Yeah, I need you to pull in 267 with me.
Uh-oh. Hey. 267.
What's good?
What's really good?
What's
I'm
good,
man?
You know, I ain't ready. Yeah, I'm ready, bro.
This collaboration hits like straight jabs and faces. You don't understand? Then go back to the basics. This ink numbs your face like the lines it's laced with. Take your pinky and taste it. 8 balls of pure straight shit, pure uncut. I can't feel my face shit.
This that dope make you fall in a deep nod. Not stepped on. Ain't even been slept on. Warm in your veins like my words swarm in your brains. High as a kite. Paragraphs got you feeling right. Once I numb you, no telling what you'll succumb to. Just realizing you're addicted when you come to.
Wicked of days. Talking about this shit for days. If writing dope is a crime, then this shit pays. Walking zombie type flow. Anytime ready for war, U.S. Army type flow. Nothing you could do or say can harm me type flow. You're forever addicted, that's no matter how you try to resist it. Not businessmen, but we the fucking business.
You must want us to give you some business. I'ma give you the business. That leaves no witness. What is this? Physical fitness. See, we break down clowns with the quickness. You can't detox. Then comes the sickness. Our script is that raw, uncut. Watch how we flip this.
Flip this. No ego trip this. We showed you on the last joint. No evidence, no witness. Case closed, not guilty. So dirty, we filthy. You have as much chance kicking this shit as Bobby and Whitney. You pookie on New Jack. You buy one, I throw 2-pack. Fiends love a piece of good cookie to smoke, and we knew that.
So make sure you check your tolerance level before you get close to, overdose you, comatose you. You got that shake. We cook that ready rock on this block. So go ahead, take that piece and get that, hit that. You're going to be a fiend. Find out where we going to be right here when you get back. Rival cats, get back. Because when me and my dog start barking, the trigger on them pens start sparking.
It's that Boston George face shit. That Keisha whip, but I call him yellow tape shit. That changed the game like crack in 88 shit. No New Jacks, but I am my brother's keeper in a circle. If you run up on pain the wrong way, I might murk you.
Yeah, we looking like wealth. Them boys so hot, about to call police on ourselves. We that Thunderbird. We that top shelf. We that high grade. Plus, we blow it down so fast, call us the highway. No speed limit. 2 more totes on this mic before I let Keith hit it.
No stop, no quitting. You say you give up? No kidding. You best come with your best, because this is just us bullshitting. But if you really want it, we can put a full clip and start spitting at fools, because this is just the beginning. That's that piece.
That's that piece.
Oh, yeah, right. we're gonna have to get like a little sound effect for like the fire engine to come or the ambulance to come and get the mic. When people murder it, that's what we need.
Can y'all do me a favor real quick though?
Yes. Only for you, Will. Only.
I appreciate it. Can y'all pull Yayo back in here?
Uh-oh. Okay. Oh, shit. Fire. Uh-oh. There you go. You back. Surprise.
Hello?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, you already know.
All right, this piece is called Straight Lines. We're going to get into it.
Do that.
My writings are felt by my fans, so call them bloodlines. Use them to trace me. Just know if you erase me, you'd be hard-pressed trying to replace me.
My writings are felt by the loveless, so call them love lines. Using them in my shattered heart, using them to close my battle scars. Just know if you hate me, you can never replace me.
My writings are felt by poetic soldiers, call them battle lines. I bury similes like landmines, just so I could blow your mind. They turn their back to disgrace me, cause you know you can't face me.
My writings are felt by the hopeless, so you can call them lifelines. They're designed to bury hate crimes. I mean hate crimes. Born in a criminal mind, making you tuck your pins and run, because this manslaughter ain't never done.
My lines are felt by the smoke blowers. Call them hotlines. They forgot your lines, not mine. So as I wrote mine, they quote mine. The difference between regrettable and unforgettable lines.
My writings are felt by the dope fiends, so call them flat lines. Given injections of rhythm and rhyme. While you still looking for your voice, I already got mine. Dropping spits, hitting riffs, while you trying to figure out what you say next, my lyrical blade done already hit your neck.
My writings kill ignorance. Call them deadlines. Brains burst over fed lines. No time for lame lines. No game with mine. You so-so with yours. You got borderlines. You got metaphors and rhymes. It's much more than mine.
My writings kill stupidity. Call them met lines. Food for thought lines. No fake shit. I was born for this. While you an acquired taste, and even on my worst day, you coming at me would be a waste.
My writings belong on the front page. Call them headlines. That's news to who? Maybe I'm confusing you. Teach what poetry used to do. Reach what poetry is used to do. Eat what my poetry will do to you. So find a hat to fit me, because lyrically I'll murder you and no jury would convict me.
My writings belong between bookends. Call them press lines. Oh, you didn't know? Am I losing you? But that's not hard to do, because you can't keep up with my flow. I'm the page walking word whore, teaching lessons. I'm a curse and a blessing. And while you on your knees praying, I'ma write my way to heaven.
My writers don't need no credit. Call them dotted lines. See, I know my pen is hot. I get plenty of cosigns. See, if I put cocaine on my scalp, you still won't blow my mind. So everywhere you read me, don't get greedy. See, I write for the needy. And you could borrow Yayo's glasses, you still couldn't see me.
My writings don't need no bells and whistles. Call them baseline. They got their own beat, their own time. And if you doubt it, ask Written in Pain about these dope lines. One hit and you're hooked. One line and you're mine. Give me a jazz scale and I'll climb like Billy's blues with a mix of lengths and hues. I'll break this shit down time and time again, holding a lethal weapon, but you can call it my pen.
So before you measure lines, know you lightweight, feather lines. Although you may think you hot, just know they rather mine. Feel a cut before you write your lines. That means you take your time. Either you ready for us or you're not. Better make your mind. Cause me and Yayo are like periods in poetry. Meaning you at the end of the line. That's that piece.
Y'all gangster asses. I'm just waiting for some gunshots to pop off and shit. Dang.
Right. We're going to have to set the break and let our mic cool off a little bit.
Wow.
What?
Dang. Yeah, it's all love now. Now, Whip, you didn't have your chance, and I got to get Keith if he's still on the line. Let the people know how they can find him.
Oh, I'm on Facebook. I'm on Reverb, Written in Pain, and y'all see me on the way. Don't hang up on me, though. I want to stay on the line.
Okay. All right. Yes. Yeah, you know, she just literally insane.
We got her damn pen.
Break.
We got a time out.
Indeed. We coming back. When we come back, boss lady and the chief getting on the mic. Yeah, I'm nervous. I don't even want to spit after that. You actually won't be spitting after the track, so to make it a little bit of better.
That's what's up. You need a break. You need some time.
All right. 38 minutes left in the show, y'all. You tuned into the original poetry after dark. We'll be right back.
What up, though? This is DJ DZD on the ones and twos. And when I'm sitting back chillaxing on a Tuesday or a Friday, I get on my computer. Go to blogtalkradio.com/thepoetess. The angelic poetess me. And I sit back and listen to the soothing sounds of good old school and a little bit of new school R&B. That sets the mood just right for all the
dynamic, fantastic,
and out-of-sight poetry that sounds the mind, body, and soul on the late night tips. From 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., that's where you'll find me. So tune in. Her show is definitely a show you don't want to miss.
You dig?
Let's go.
When I'm sitting back and I'm sipping on my yak, who I listen to? And with the fortune, what I need, satisfaction guaranteed, who I listen to?
Cause she's the queen of poetry. Drop her radio when she needs, and her name is. Say Friday's where it's at, and she's on the late night track, and her name is.
All of the music choices and views of the boss are not necessarily the views of Trouble.
Yeah, whatever. Don't make me go there because I so bit my lip on that first one, okay? And you know how much I hate that. Okay.
But
okay.
I dealt with it.
So let me put this out here. I am just getting over the most major cold that my child brought in here and gave me. So, my voice is not up to par, but I'm, you know, I'm getting this piece on my teeth here. Are you ready?
I am ready, but it's interesting that you would play that track and then say, oh, we're going to spit this after that. That's just,
you don't want to throw
like
this
right
because we can switch it real quick. It don't even matter, you know.
You like Kanye right now, just out of nowhere. Okay. Okay, we're going to do this piece, Revival, the Revival. Maybe you don't understand me, but your misunderstanding should lead to judgment. I can tell by your conversation that your compassion is absent. You tell me I'm not whole, but it seems you're the fragment, calling out my sins when all along you're the serpent, sending me to hell like you're already signed in as the remnant.
You're worse than the bigot, and you represent the digits. Crying out, you're the misfit, always lashing out conditions. A child represents the innocent, and we all are children at heart. We grow in age, and the wise never part. We just finesse our art. So when you come down on me, step correctly with all your eyes dotted and your T's crossed, because it's evident you're lost, and you want everyone else to pay the cost. But it's checkmate. There's only one boss,
and only he can judge me. And even with all that I do, he still blesses me undeservedly. Never once said he was done with me, except every apology, let his blood drain from his side for me, just so he can bring out the best in me. And yet still you question me. Have you not heard my testimony? You laugh, but were you there when the test was on me? When the devil came and ran up on me, took me way down to my darkest valley and then whispered there was no hope for me? Were you praying for me then? Was just your religion just your hobby?
I think it's that kind, you know, the snobby that thinks they're on top of everybody. Hardly the case, and it even shows on their face disgusting shades of disgrace, living life carrying hate, enjoys life as the big debate, but... Honey, let me reiterate. See, all that hot air really doesn't scare. All it does is shows despair. It solves nothing, and it's truly not funny. Your overboard hot water is just going to spill. You have no power for real. You just showed me that you, too, can play in sandboxes, but you can never go the full length. Your strength is exempt.
Because weak is your attempt, and I'm getting too strong to be moved by your contempt. No weapon formed against me is what his words say. So I'm rocking the whole armor of God, the belt and the breastplate. Keep my face behind my shield, and even in heels, his gospel seals the peace that he instills. With his sword cut through your spirit, I pray that we can all hear it. Am I near it? God's will be done in my earth, a spiritual rebirth of not my body but my mind. Then the rest will be redefined and artistically pure shine. No more standing in the self-hate line. No more standing in the I blame myself for my child's death line. No more standing at your door waiting for you to open it up line. Because even dressed in my spiritual nines, I get weak. And sometimes I just need to hear you speak. So I'm knocking. And I'm knocking. And in case you don't hear me, I'll come back in with the RPG and the 4C. Hear me, because this This is the I need you now line, the I can't make it without you line, the I wouldn't want to even if I could line. You are my lifeline, and I'm not just saying this, I'm praying this. No fist is needed. I just place my hands together knowing that the word remains forever. Because repentance brings me close to our Savior. The Almighty teaches me to love thy neighbor. The road to salvation is clear and the ending is heading near. Our choices hear voices and we must walk this line. In spirit, you can hear it. You must have faith because he never forsakes, forgives our mistakes. He is the Almighty. Be filled in the body and his holiness. I'm in the eyes of forgiveness. The princess will bless Jews, and his word is my fuel, burning the desire for more. And if you knock, he shall open the door. But if you don't ask, then you certainly won't have. And that's that peace. Yeah, I was about to say, he was going to stick a little. He was going to hit the button. Shout out to the chat room. They had me cracking up at the end. I had to go on mute.
Oh, man.
Bobby said she couldn't get in church. She couldn't get in church. They wouldn't let her in. No, say it ain't so, Seduction. Say it ain't so. Please say it ain't so. Oh, my goodness. Like, they looking for us. They ain't looking for them holies, you know, the ones that's above everybody. I think they can't be touched. Read between the lines. Okay, we got 26 minutes left, and I have 404. You on there with the poetess in China Blue?
The queens, what's going on, y'all? How y'all doing?
What to do, baby?
Hey.
I'm chilling, man. You know, one half of Southern Draw in the building.
Yeah.
Straight up. You know, I'm going to have to get y'all to bring my brethren in. If he's still on the line
somewhere.
Somewhere.
Got me searching. Hang on. 786.
Yo, what's really good?
You know,
what's happening?
I know y'all about to do some danger. This is about to do something serious up here.
Brethren, what's going on, man? You ready?
Man, always, bro. You know.
All right. So this piece right here is called A Vow of No Silence. I vow never to be silent. When shots let loose, I scream louder. In times of injustice, poetry will be the portrait that I paint, and spoken word will be the stance that I take. This is a vow of no silence for my little women. Shut up, Mr. Error. Hell no, I vow never to be silent. For as long as my sisters receiving domestic beatings, I will continue forever speaking, preaching this until they eyes start bleeding. These words will forever reach them. Flo, can you be silent? Can't be silent, I won't be silent, so I spit these words so they won't be silent. Cock my fully automatic pen and stand behind it. So full, so I tip it over and spill what's inside it. My people being blinded, so I speak up. We no longer separate, but hell, it still ain't equal. If life's a motion picture, I'm starring in root sequel. Cause we stuck between a rock and a hard place, the cradle and our grave. The blood was shed and the road was paved, but still we mentally enslaved. I love my people and I can't count the ways, but I'm so sick and tired of dropping roses on their graves. The cemetery seems to be the home of the brave. It's insane. Error, can you be silent? I vow never to be silent. As long as underage girls off the porch tricking, I will step into the kitchen, pull out a pot for them to piss in. I vow never to be silent. As long as I hear police sirens riding to the scene of a homicide where two childhood friends just died by gunfire, I will never be silent, because I and silence will never flow together. So long as we have community housing / project buildings, I do this for my and your children. Somebody got to want better. Silence for a poet is pain without measure. I now accept the pressure of speaking out, therefore I'm spitting loud. I will never be silent. The government got too many secrets, no time for silence. Uncontrollable teenage and violence. Not now, don't be quiet, but turn the radio down and listen to the loudest part of my silence that you will ever hear. Flo, don't be silent. Man, I can't be silent. No, I won't be silent. I took my vow to never be silent. So my soul bleeds on this paper. I said my soul bleeds on this paper. My soul bleeds for this young generation so they don't fall into the same enslavement. Because these kids have been forsaken. This for that young girl whose innocence was taken. Thought stirred, soul shaken. Nobody tells her that they love her. So she goes to school, they pick on and they shove her. This for that young boy without a father, no mother. Running these streets thinking he a hustler. No love for another. For these kids, every day is a struggle. No respect for themselves or any other. And they may never recover. So I fear that day will come when they'll discover that putting a bullet in their brain is the way out. That cutting the wrist or slicing their throat is the way out. Because their entire lives they scream and they shout, but no one listens. Never nurture because everybody always too busy to pay attention. I walk the trail of tears, mending broken pieces of young souls from the pavement. So, error, don't be silent. I took this vow never to be silent. So long as there are skinheads, Nazis, you, me, Jew and nigger haters, I will never be quiet. While social restricted limitations still stand, I will stand up and spit with a speech that's hard to breach. You go hard, but for the people, I ain't hard to reach. My words will never be subsided, because I just won't be silent. I can't be silent, because my people's souls lost, and they can't find them no silence, because my culture is sidewinding, and third eyelids closed, so they just damn blinded. So I can't be in. I won't be silent. I know I just sound so violent, but I learned that water don't put out grease fire, so I spit what's real and with a burning desire. Until justice and equality is reached, I won't be quiet. This is a vow of no silence. Flo, why you so silent? I ain't never silent, cause every time I walk down these city streets, I'm reminded why I can't be silent, cause these streets are violent. They no longer hustling, they straight up robbing. No one-on-one, they straight mobbing. Mothers crying in silence, ears ringing from the sirens. So long as gunshots ring more than telephones do, and these rappers keep corrupting our youth, spitting 32 lies in the booth, hiding behind these images so you can't see the truth. They got a bachelor's degree, but they hustling in the streets, and that's what you want me to believe. Long as you buy it, I can't be silent. As long as I can't close my eyes when I sleep and our blood leaks out in these streets, my heart aches from no peace, and behind closed doors, tears release. And long as black-on-black crime increase, I take this vow with no silence. And that's vow and no silence.
That's that piece.
Yeah, with fists in the air, like what? We will always have something to say. We got them poets.
Yeah, that's great.
Seven Draw in the building. We appreciate you, sisters, too.
Yeah, I was, you know, I was going to say that, but I didn't know exactly how to say that last part. So I was like, let me just shut up on the sub and whatever.
Yeah, it is. Oh,
3 days out. Brothers, indeed. Let the people know where they can find you both.
Well, most definitely. You know what I'm saying? We got the Southern Draw page officially. Y'all can go check that out. You know what I'm saying? You can find me, Floetic Soul Child, on all day long on Facebook, all day long on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? Floeticus, Skype, Uvo, all that good stuff, you know what I'm saying? Holla at
you. Yeah, this Mr. Era again. You can find me on Facebook under ERA Stanley. Also, you know, Reverb Nation, Mr. Era Righteous. Yeah, Spoken Word Warfare, that mixtape is out. It did drop. You can go check that out at cdbaby.com. /CD/ Mr. Era, you know what I'm saying? I'm a little bit everywhere on YouTube, Reverb Nation. Like I said, I got a fan page, Mr. Era Righteous, on Facebook. So, yeah, y'all holler.
No doubt. No Definition. Coming soon.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. We got a mixtape, No Definition, coming out. You know what I'm saying? It's a prelude to, you know, it's on the Draw actual CD that me and Floetic Soul Child here working on. So, y'all lay around for that.
Yeah, man, a little preview to the album, you know what I'm saying? Preview to the movie, you know what I'm saying? So y'all look out for that.
Yeah. All right, y'all moving. I know that's right. You know y'all had my support. That's what's up. Thank you.
So, appreciate you, Queens, most definitely.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. Y'all take care.
You too, man. Okay, and I'm going to step back and give Chief the mic. You do your thing.
All right, real quick, so I can get the shout outs before we get to the end, because I know how y'all poets like to stick y'all hand up. And I don't like talking all that extra fast, but I'm going to talk fast anyway. Birthday shout outs to the Anointed Poetic Queens of Justice founder, Don Desiree Bakes, a.k.a. Ladybug. She got me working hard for her. I appreciate that. Much love to our boy, Mr. Lowry Edwards. It's his birthday tonight. Hope he's out there having a good time. Shout out to Takesha, Firefly Martinez, and the Fit Your Peace crew out there in Hagerstown, Baltimore, at the Georgia Boy Cafe. Check them out every second and fourth Friday. Next Friday, they featuring E-Baby, which is somebody we love over here at the Original Poetry at the Dock. So y'all make sure y'all are there. If you're out there in Pensacola, Florida, make sure y'all check out the Poets Being Sounds of Souls, sponsored by the Unity Enterprise Incorporated. Feature artists Baba, Kwame, and Q. It's open mic, food and drinks available. I'll post the link up in chat. You can go to myheritageradio.com and get some more information and check them out on Facebook. 500 West Belmont Street. Admission is $10. I also want to send some love out there to Black Ice in Chicago. He's having something coming up on October 15th called Verbal Stimulation. You can check out his webpage at verbalstimulation.eventbrite.com to get more information on that. I'm looking forward to it, and I'll let y'all know about it. And if y'all go to these events, I appreciate it if y'all call in and let us know how it went. I want to know what's going on out there in the spoken word world. That's what we're here for. That's what the connection's out here for. So if y'all out here going to these events, post up on our wall, call in to the show, let us know what's going on. Call us from the show. That's cool, too.
Indeed. Okay. 7 minutes left in the show. You turned us to the Virgin Poor Chapter Dark, Poets from China Blue. Going back to the phone line, we have 646. You're on the air with the Poets from China Blue.
Peace and love, my beautiful sisters. How are y'all tonight?
Peace and love.
Great. We're good. How are you?
I'm all right. Hanging in there, you know. Just came through to show some love, and it's been a great show so far. And all the posts that they think, so. Now we do. The poetic community. So, everybody's been phenomenal. This is Lyrical Movements, for those of you who don't know. And I actually have a little something with Mr. Payne. I think he's on the line 267.
Yeah, this is a good show. Well, I can't wait to listen to these archives.
All right, Kane, you back?
Yeah.
All right, this is Colby Rock Locks.
Yes.
We rock locks for the plight of the Nazarite. Numbers, verse 5. I am a lion. This is my mane. Spirituality locks consciousness to my brain. See, I am a tree. My locks are the roots that freed me. My locks freed me. There's no dreads, nothing dreadful upon my head. We rock locks for history. Sons and daughters, Naya Bingi orders. Spirit dancing, drummer circle. Call me Samson for the utopia of Ethiopia. We rock locks. From jam rock to the cell block, Zion train, next stop, boom, gunshot, cause we rock locks. See, caps don't fit me, no claim for fame, you already know the city I claim. A diamond in the rough, no man, I'm on shine enough, I don't got rocks, I rock locks. Times is hard, so for every brother who cuts his hair for a job, we rock locks. Spiritual rebel, warrior blood, Bunda devil, we rock locks. We rock locks. We rock locks. We rock locks. The rhythm of the Marley, probably. More like dedication to Marcus Garvey, we rock locks. Cause it feels good, real good. Like
familiar on the beach would feel a natural mystic irony. We rock locks for telecommunication, antenna disc tuned into channel ELO. We rock locks.
My hair is coiled, curled and compressed. So I morphed into a lioness with my headdress. Helix like Egyptian cotton, Iranian satin. I'm Nubian with this hair, no Manhattan, more like Ethiopia's up in here. Straight down to my follicles, here's the secret to my pack. One flick of a lock and I'm on statin. Golden island, magic. One part roots, one part herbal. The other piece must be lost in the verbal. Most times feels like I was birthed from an inferno. I'm on the chain, off the veins, in the rain, maybe out in the rain. No hairnet, no umbrella. I'm not always prim and proper for the fellas. I'm a monster, bro. Boo, lock. Yo, we rock locks. I thought it was we rock locked. And then he said, locked, we rock. I said, in the jungle, on the timeline, in the Congo, words to my home slice, Tongo, we rock locks. I'm on the subway platform. I think I wrote the other piece in my mind the other day in confines, and the caller says nine when the calico sways. When you look at it this way, that way, I'm a blacksmith, lyrical down to my locks, 5 years in, and I don't think I will ever stop. I rock locks. And they soothe my soul myself into reddish-brown hues and crowns. I guess I just do. My hair is not my enemy, therefore I believe she's my friend. Never stop, I rock locks. And they soothe my soma cells into reddish-brown crowns. My hair is not my enemy. Therefore, I do not frown. I do not cut, fry, blow, dry, die. I'm natural till I die. Like three cookies from those R-bomb palm places. Laugh, call me a song in the tongue. I'll be somewhere between jam rock and rock me tonight. I'd probably make a mess in your beats. I'm a renaissance woman, trust me. I'm too sassy. Live, laugh, love. I'm going to keep praying. Pappy will one day find the light. Until then, we rock locks. And that's that piece.
Y'all got the judgment in the tarot saying she's going to stop perming her hair. That's it.
Thank you, my sister. It's for everybody, but you know, it is what it is. And this is actually going to be a remix
to
that.
Because I'm afraid to lock up, but I do love my natural hair. That's what's up.
Girl, don't be afraid. I was a little afraid, too. We'll talk about that off the cuff, but don't be afraid. Once you do it, it's a wrap. Trust me. It's liberating. So, that was me, and we're in pain if he's still there. Thank you, Home Slice. And hopefully he's still there. You already know. Lyrical Movements on Facebook, Twitter, L Movements, MySpace, everywhere and nowhere, as I like to say, and I'll be around. Thank you.
And definitely, Breathing Through Paper, doing their thing.
Breathing Through Paper.
On Thursday night, and every other Saturday, I believe.
Every other Saturday.
Shout out. They got the bomb duo next Friday.
That's going to be off the hook. And Thursday we have a little dinner with the sisters, so that's going to be nice, too.
Ew, that's what's up.
Yeah,
that
I'm too. Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate y'all. Peace.
Payne was on the line, but he got knocked off. Not sure what was going on with that. Okay, we got 9 minutes left in the show, and we have two more callers. 513, you're on the air with the
poetess
from China Blue.
How y'all doing
tonight?
It's Romeo DiNatti.
Hey, Romeo.
Hey, poetess. Hey, China Blue. I wasn't calling to spit. I was just calling to say, you know, y'all got a great show going on as usual. I just got done performing in Indianapolis. I was invited up here for a show.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Spread that, baby. Do your thing.
That's what I'm talking about, calling us from the show. That's a poet and that's dedication. We love it. We love it.
Oh, we know. I got much love for y'all. But I just want to say, you know, big ups to what y'all doing.
All right.
That's what it do. Romeo Donati, y'all. He all over the world. He's traveling now. So he better make it
worldwide.
Yeah. 813, you're on the air with the poetry from China Blue.
Hi, China Blue. This is Songbird.
Songbird. It's time. Right on time.
I'm late. I know you were looking for me earlier, but I got caught somewhere else, so I'm here now. And if William is still on the line, we can do our collab if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
Oh,
I don't know which one. Let me see here. 347?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Yay.
All right, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Anybody hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
All right. This my collabo is titled Dark of Night, Light of Day. I am dark as the night, black, void of the light of day and shade, black, dark as the night. I'm so dark she wouldn't go with me to the prom. So black you can't see her name tatted on my arm. So dark when I enter a room, off goes the smoke alarm. And like I told you before, I didn't get that Marlon gig in 1985. No, they gave it to the light-skinned mulatto dude, black with blue eyes. They explained his shade was just white. I mean, just right. They said I could use a little less sunlight. Maybe I should stop going out in the daylight. Now, you know that shit ain't right. I am dark as the night, so black. I am Jesus black. I am Martin Luther King black. I am Malcolm X black. I am Barack Obama black. I'm Louis Satchmore Armstrong black. I'm Whoopi Goldberg black. I'm Oprah Winfrey black. I'm black as Joe Frazier black, and you can't get no blacker than that. I was enslaved because I'm black. Talked about, victimized, scandalized because I'm black. My dark skin laughed at, scorned, discarded like a burnt piece of toast. See, I was the photo child for the Amos and Andy Roast. And still I rise, no longer victimized, no longer fantasizing about how would it be if I was white. Like the phoenix I soared through the night, poised for greatness like Michael Jordan about to take flight. My skin is so beautiful and so right, for my skin is dark as the night with the moon shining bright. I am dark as the night.
I am the light of day, often mistaken for white. Mulatto I am, and to me, that's all right. Ambiguous minds of my heritage, my life. The English, Choctaw, Cherokee, the Ethiopian, French, and Portuguese are all a part of me. The prejudiced minds over time didn't make me take flight, only gave me insight to overcome the plight of others ostracizing of me. Often shunned by those of darker hue, all because the light on me wasn't dark enough to hang out with the dark on you. Couldn't they see the black in me? Those of a complexion of lighter hue were vexed and complexed by my not their white nationality. I had to learn to embrace each and every part of me. I had to embrace all of my history, my legacy, my heritage, identity, and ethnicity. My light like Dorothy Dandridge, Lena Horne, Coco Chanel. My light like Vanessa Williams and Halle Berry, too. Your rejections and lack of acceptance brought about a determination, a strength to forge on for the past generation that paved the way for all mulattoes light like me to leave our mark for the world to see that I have a right to be light like me. It took your dark of night to see past my light and love me for me. My light of day, your dark of night have joined together. Our love is united, for our hearts are free to love eternally. Regardless of our hues, you're so black, you are blue. My ebony man, I love you.
Black woman, I love your skin so light of day. I wouldn't change your color in any way. You are my ebony queen, no matter what the others say. The dark of night and light of day. In peace.
Very, very nice, Songbird. If have you called her before?
Yes.
Oh.
Matter of fact, you called into my show. Yeah, China called into my show. It's been a while, but yeah.
Yes, we vibe. Me and Songbird, we vibe. We vibe.
Right. Okay. Well, I got to get over there. I'm the poetess. I know that we sound like some people say that. I'm the poetess, and I definitely try to get over and support you and see what's going on over there.
Did you tell Songbird how she stood me at the altar? How I've been trying to beg it all night? Did you tell her I was on my knee all night with a ring in my hand and nobody do a collabo with? Would y'all tell her that?
He was upset, too.
Holding
my
penis in one hand
myself.
And a ring in the other. That's not right.
Oh, well, you know I had to get right for you, babe.
You know, holding my penis in one hand and a ring in the other. How's that getting right for me?
I'll make it up to you.
All right, you better, because that ring couldn't
thank
fit on the penis, babe. All right. And thank you guys for a great show. Oh, my goodness.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Right, at Candace. Okay, come on. All right, okay, so real quick, we thank all of the poets for coming out tonight and joining us on the Original Poetry After Dark for Collab Night 2011. It was the bomb show, as always. Join us again next Tuesday.
Yes,
we're going to have a poet takeover. We got Remy in the building. She's taking over the show, hosting the show with us, letting us know what's going on with her. We got open mic next Friday. We might have some homework for y'all on Tuesday. We don't know. On the 18th, we spotlighting Justin Farley. So y'all be there for that out there in Cleveland, Ohio. And on the 21st, we got Cop That Friday with your boy Written in Pain. Y'all stay tuned for that. We got the Battle of the Cities redoing that over. We sorry that we couldn't do it that past Friday. We had some drama, but it's cool. We'll be doing that on the 28th. If you want to be in the Battle of the Cities, you need to have another poet from your city come and rap with you. Kind of like Collab Night, but they don't have to spit with you. You spit and then they spit. And we're going to have the judges come out, and we're going to judge who is the best spoken word city out there. So y'all make sure y'all here for that. Invite some people, tell some people, get the squad together, and hit us up and let us know what your squad team name is and what order y'all want to be, and that's how it's going to be.
And that's how it's going to be. All right, y'all. See y'all next Tuesday. Signing off. Much love to all the poets and fans of Poetry After Dark. We out, y'all.
Oh, ooh, baby.